Hey guys, welcome to Teachers Off Duty Podcast. Today we're talking about Valentine's Day. Thank you for joining us today. We are so excited because it is the season of love. And we love that we are joined today by Miss M's Closet.
Hey, turn up.
Do your jig. Do a jig.
Yeah, do the jig. Yeah.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Y'all already know you follow me on TikTok and probably on IG. And if you're not following me on IG, like, get it together. Let's go. But my name is Miss M, also known as at Miss M's underscore closet. I am a comedian making you laugh on your saddest days.
Seriously, I will scroll through your videos for hours because I just love hearing about Leroy.
Yo,
Leroy.
Gotta love Leroy.
We all have a Leroy.
Oh, everybody does. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. And a fashionista, I found out.
I love fashion.
Yeah.
I love fashion.
I was kind of jealous that you were like, you were in New York, you said?
Yeah, I went to Parsons, the new school for design.
Yeah.
It's where Project Runway was filmed.
I mean.
Can we hire you as our stylist?
Yeah.
Can we?
Get her on the payroll.
I don't know. I feel like y'all are all pretty fashionable.
She says my wardrobe
consists of t-shirts and leggings.
Yeah. Whenever I wear jeans, I'm like, oh, I'm getting fancy here. I change out of sweats.
First of all.
Oh my gosh. Obsessed. I don't know about you guys, but for Valentine's Day, it's actually one of my least favorite holidays of the school year.
Yes.
Like, it's the most chaotic. It's worse than Halloween.
Yes.
It's worse than Christmas. Mm-hmm. I would say for
it's
myself.
It's the two combined. It's candy and gift.
It is.
And then loneliness.
I love some of the Valentine's Day stories that the kids will say. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like in middle school, that's when kids start kind of like dating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's kind of funny to sit back and just watch how they act because it's so.
It's
get secondhand embarrassment
it's
watching
weird.
Them. Like when a middle schooler is dating, it's so funny. Like, let's say that we were like middle school dating.
It'd be I like how you put dating in quotes.
Right.
It's not like really dating.
It's not.
Like middle school dating would be something like this. Be like, hi. And then I'd run away.
Yeah.
Like that is middle school dating to a
T. I'm going to stand by your locker in the hallway, but not actually talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Then like, it's always so awkward and uncomfortable, but it's just kind of, it's like a train wreck. Like you can't help watching it. It's just pure entertainment.
My students at the school I teach at now, they live for the drama. Like they're,
I love the student
fifth
drama.
Grade, fifth grade. And they're like, that's so-and-so's boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever. And then I remember last year I had a student that came in crying and I was like, oh my gosh, what's wrong? Are you okay? And they're like, yeah, my boyfriend and I just broke up. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, that has to be so difficult.
You gotta touch your chest when you say
it. Yeah. Oh. And then the other couple of kids come in the room and they go, yeah, they broke up because so-and-so cheated on so-and-so. I'm like, in the fifth grade? I'm like, okay.
Oh, no, they start early.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, spill the tea.
We saw them hug
I'm like,
lunch,
what did they, what happened?
They shared a marker.
Yeah.
They let someone else use their pencil.
I remember a public breakup at school and they did it in the cafeteria and then proceeded to ask out the next person all within like a 5 minute span and I had both of them in class the next just know that was a lot. That was a lot. And like I still remember my science teacher in high school, if we were going with somebody we could not be like project buddies. She was like because y'all are gonna break up and y'all are not gonna have drama in my class. And I keep that rule to this day. I'm like, if y'all call yourselves boo loving, separate.
So my dad was my anatomy teacher in high school. And I took anatomy when I was in the 12th grade. And my high school girlfriend was in the same class as me. And he would let us pick our own seats. And we went into class and we sat next to each other. And my dad, he would always do this. If anybody would be dating, he'd go, hey, okay, you two are sitting next to each other. We got to make a deal. If you two break up, we're not going to be awkward in the class at all. And you like, so know now that if you break up, you can't make this awkward. And we're like, okay, we're not going to try to make it awkward.
The irony of not making it awkward when your father is your anatomy teacher.
That was
ridiculous. What I was thinking about.
That was fun.
Let's not make this awkward. It's like my girlfriend is in this classroom with me. My dad is the teacher.
Yeah, that was an interesting semester having that class together. That was very interesting. But one of my favorite Valentine's Day stories as a teacher, it was I think I was a sophomore in college. I was working as, it was a program called AVID, and okay. I was working in a middle school. I was essentially like a tutor, and like, or more so like an EA or a para in the room.
Okay.
And I had this class that, we had some funny kids. We had some funny kids. These kids, a lot of them were, I don't know, EL, English language learners.
Okay.
And
so
one day, it was the day before Valentine's Day, and mm-hmm. the kids start coming in, and they're all just laughing at one of these boys, laughing at the boys, and the boy's really sad. And I asked them, I said, okay, well, what's going on? And their buddy's like, tell the story, Brett, tell the story. And he's like, okay, fine, I'll tell the story. He said, well, I had this girl that I really, really liked, and I wanted to buy her flowers, and I wanted to give her like a bunch of Valentine's Day gifts. So sweet. I decided to give her flowers. And I was like, hey, you know tomorrow's Valentine's Day? He's like, yeah, I know. And then I was like, is that all that is funny? Like, that's not that funny. Yeah. And they're like, no, keep telling the story. And then he goes, okay, so here's what else happened. So I bought flowers, I bought a bunch of candy, and I put it in her locker. But I learned it wasn't her locker. I heard that and I just started dying laughing. So not only did he get the day wrong, he also got the locker wrong. So some random person got flowers, got chocolate.
Listen, but they had the best day.
They had a great day.
That is very sweet though.
That was so sweet.
And he was so sad about it. And I asked him, I told him, I said, how do we make this right? Like, what can we do? And he goes, I don't want to make it right. I just want to be done with girls. That's funny.
It's always those middle school heartbreaks that really define. Like when I see a grown
they're
person
memorable.
That is having like love issues, I'm like, who hurt you in middle school? Like what was the person's name? What did they do?
What did they do?
Did they publicly do that? But I also love when you're Leroy. So think about your Leroy students. Everybody think of one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Put it in your mind. My bad. That's a teacher move. All right. Put it in your mind. Okay. Think about when your Leroys get a person and they come and they're all super romantic and it's like completely out of their normal character. Yes. And it's like, who are you,
that's
child?
Funny.
They come in with like bags of gifts. It's like, and it's sweet and gross all at the same time because you're like a child, but you're being really...
Like sweet and romantic, cutesy, and getting gifts and chocolates and
to your
like,
person, and it's just
I have that happening in my classroom currently.
Okay,
Okay, so there's one student in my class and one student in the other fifth grade class that have been together since kindergarten.
Whoa.
I'm not even joking.
And they say that out loud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the entire fifth grade knows
because
it's a small school, and they're like, yeah, that's so and so's girlfriend. Like they've been together for years. And like he actually like bought her like a nice Christmas gift and stuff and brought it to school to give her in
like
a nice
64
bag.
Pack of crayons. Is that like a good
Christmas gift?
The
he got her slime.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, that's
nice,
a good gift.
Yeah, that's a nice gift.
And then
buy the ring.
So then
already?
I'm waiting for what he's gonna get her for Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
But then the other one, I noticed my Leroy started sitting by one of the other little girls in my room, and I was like, wonder what's going on there. He's just being like extra sweet to her and like being nice and always wants to sit by her and always wants to talk to her. And I'm like, someone's got a little crush. Like, I don't ship students at all.
They're
children.
Yeah.
But like, it's just like funny to watch it like happen.
Because
we've all been through that in our lives too.
Haven't we?
We don't have that in preschool. And in fact, my kids are like, so-and-so is my girlfriend or boyfriend. My like blanket statement. And Rose like, oh no, you can't date until you graduate high school. I say that all the time because it's the easy way to just like shut it down.
Yeah.
It's weird for people to be like, oh my gosh, these two 5-year-olds, like boyfriend, girlfriend, like they're five.
And then it's like a virus. And then it's got to spread to all
for sure.
Because they don't
want to
be involved in
that. No. So like Valentine's Day
is family drama at that point.
It is. Yeah. Oh, it is.
Oh. The divorces?
Oh.
On the plate? Can we talk about it?
Yes. And kids will tell. Kids will share.
Yeah.
First of all, you get invited to the wedding, and you have to overlook the divorce in the same recess, period.
I mean,
it's
the
like
child custody battles.
Yeah.
And, oh.
The battles?
I'm like, who? What are
They're
y'all
like, so-and-so can't be so-and-so's friend anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why? They got divorced.
Y'all talking about the kid divorces. I'm talking, like, I thought you were talking about the kids oversharing their parents' divorce.
Oh, no, they do that, too.
I'm like,
I love hearing
parents. Oh, my God. My mom is making my dad sleep on the couch for 2 weeks. And I'm like, okay, go on. like it's the tea.
You're like, spill it. Because
she
baby.
Was just being too close to our Uncle Rick.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, always like, and like, it's wild.
Yikes.
It's around the Valentine's Day. Always around the Valentine's Day.
Okay, so something I do at school for Valentine's Day, because like, I don't know if you guys did the Valentine's Day boxes growing up.
100%.
But like we always used to, we would decorate the box ourselves, but we would just get, like my mom would get aluminum foil and cover a shoebox, and then you put like red and purple hearts all over it or whatever to collect your Valentines. Now, I try to make it like a little bit more unique, and I have them try to like do like a competition for the best box.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And like they... like it's like a family project, so they'll like make whatever it is that they want. Like one kid made like a dump truck, one kid made like
your love's soccer garbage. Your love's garbage. That's funny.
One kid.
I'm not mature enough for these things.
but they make like really cute ones. One made a castle, like one made a cupcake. Like they just make them items. And then they'll...
But they change the structure of the box.
Right. It's not just a shoebox.
Okay, so it's not like a square. Like, if it's a cupcake, it looks like...
Right, it looks like a cupcake.
This is
okay,
fancy.
That's actually really cute.
So then they bring them in, and they all, like, we all take turns passing out the Valentines. I forgot what they were called for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And, but the bad thing about elementary school is that, like, you know, you always have a couple of kids that either don't make a box or don't bring in Valentines. So I always, like, have a bag like they could decorate, and then they'll, like, have something to collect their Valentines. And then I get, like, boxes of Valentines from the store. I'm sure most teachers do that.
100%.
But it's, like, the most chaotic energy in the world passing out Valentines. Like,
The
pure anxiety.
I just buy a bag of heart lollipops and go on about my day. Everyone grab one. Miss M loves you.
No, I'm not even talking about me passing out mine. I'm saying
the kids. Yeah. So you let your kids pass them out.
I mean, they're 10. Am I really going to be like, I'll pass them out for you?
I don't know. I think it's because my memories of Valentine's Day, I was old enough to do that. Or, you know, whatever. I can't even remember what it was. But to avoid the shoebox thing, we would purchase, they were just white, gift bags.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it took hours, and I would sit there and cut out, like, everyone gets, like, 12 red hearts, 12 purple hearts, these stickers, and you send it home, and the parents decorate like you do. Like, it's a family thing. And then I buy extra cards. If a parent can't, you know, if the family can't afford it, then we have cards the kids can choose from.
Mm-hmm.
But I made the mistake. So what we do is, because Head Start is it's a HIPAA violation, it's a Health and Human Service, so I can't give a list of the other kids.
Right.
Okay.
And so the only way to go around that is, parents have to agree to this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
I made the mistake one year of allowing them to
write the names.
And that not HIPAA mistake, by the way. It was everyone okay to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The parents all signed off. But then I expected a 3 to 5 year old to be able to look at Barbara's name and then go find Barbara's bag and match that.
Oh,
they can't read their own name.
Yeah.
It took 4 hours to hand it out. Not exactly. It literally took the entirety of their day because I had to split class. And because it's a Health and Human Service, they can't have candy.
Yeah.
So every parent who put candy in, even though I told them not to, I had to sit there and then take out the candy of each thing and put them in the bag.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
I hand them out now.
I do that. Okay. Yeah. So like in fifth grade, I sent home a note saying like, please don't put the names on. It's inevitable. They always 100%. Do. And then, you know, then you get the kids that are like, can I go pass out stuff to the other class? I'm like, no, they will have their own stuff. You stay here. Like, we're not all traveling by rooms. Like, but these parents will bring like the most elaborate things to pass out. I'm like, thank you for that. Don't ever do it again.
No. I love when the parents bring like a huge like stuffed animal. Like you have like, I remember it was a girl walking around the high school with this
giant bear.
You remember like the movie with Taylor Swift where he brought her the big, it was one of those like huge ones. So like the girl's walking around with it and the mom brought it up and they took group pictures.
Oh my gosh.
It was just like a whole, I love, but it's like so I had the kids make a meme, like as a do now, and I was like, what does this picture remind you? And it was like a happy one, hearts and stuff. And she was like, it reminds me that I'm lonely and that no one wants me to date.
Oh no.
Oh no.
As I'm grading it, I'm just like, So we're going to check in as soon as I get everyone started on computer time.
You come to me.
We'll just do a quick little check in.
How do you do Valentine's Day like in middle school? Do you do anything for it?
We don't.
The kids, like if they're dating somebody or if they want to date someone, because that's been a thing where like someone already is with someone. So let's say we were together, but like he wants me. Okay. So he would bring me a gift in front of you.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh.
That's some Real Housewives kind of stuff.
Yeah, the kids set up their own Valentine's Day parties and situations.
Yes, they do.
Like, I don't want to talk about Valentine's.
That's the face you should be making because, yes, they do. Especially high school.
Oh, yeah.
High school is, middle school is like, okay, you're pushing it. But high school is like, you've pushed it.
Yeah.
Let's bring it back and calm ourselves.
What do you do in that situation?
I mean, I think you just gotta, You just
watch.
I think you just say, ew.
I just
and
across
be like,
the room.
Ew, and separate. And just don't do that.
Because they're like arguing for
terrifying.
Something.
Oh, when they argue, the arguments in high school are epic.
Yeah.
Like, you know when someone broke up because they either walked in separately.
Yeah.
And it's like, uh-oh, today's the day.
And then that's the news for the day.
I'm saying, like, you watch the fight happen or...
So usually it starts off calm. The fight's going to happen later. It's never like in the moment. Because that was a very petty thing that you did there. So, like, you know... That
I'd watch that.
So
I don't
know.
Yeah, I was like, I want to watch the fight happen.
Yeah. I mean, I don't break up fights anyway.
Right.
So. Yeah, really.
When I was teaching high school, it was always interesting when you knew that somebody, a couple were dating.
Yeah.
But then you would see the one of the people, like one of the couple, you know, one of the
members of the
relationship, they'd be flirting with somebody else.
In your class.
And you'd sit back and watch, be like, huh. I see what's going on here. Like, I know what you're doing. And then after a while, you keep seeing it. And then you see the breakup happen. And it's just a total tragedy.
Yeah.
And
then
as a teacher, it's like, oh, I saw that coming the entire time. Like, I should have told you, but that'd be weird coming from your teacher.
Yeah.
But do they ask you, like, has someone ever come to you and be like, hey, is so-and-so talking to someone? Because that's happened to me before.
Shut up.
That's happened to you?
No, like, that's
happened. They want to get you involved?
First of all, we know all the tea.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah. I know that your person drops you off at this class, but I also know that you have a person in this class that person doesn't know about.
Yep.
And I still remember a person coming to me talking about, so Miss Elm, like in class, I was like, I don't really.
I don't remember.
See that? You know, I'm not in the drama, but I just want to watch it unfold.
Yeah.
It's reality television worthy.
It is. It's classroom relationships. It's the best reality TV to watch.
Yes.
It just happens, and there's so much emotion involved in it, and you just sit back, drink your coffee, and just watch the show.
Yeah.
It's so entertaining.
That's because after school, I would have, we changed our dismissal, but before, I used to have the after-school kids who would wait in my room until they could go up to the program they have.
Yeah.
And it was, like, a couple of the sixth-grade girls that I had last year. And they would come in with like little notebook paper and pencil pieces. Mm-hmm. And they would write like, they would be writing notes. I'm like, what are you doing? And they're like, I love so-and-so and I'm going to put this in their locker and we're going to be married. And like legit, we're like setting up their plan for their future. And I'm like, all right, girl, don't hinge your whole future on so-and-so. I'm like, just worry about yourself right now.
Worry about school and like, you know.
You have to keep it 100.
I'm like, you don't need a boyfriend.
Have you ever had a parent give you a Valentine's Day gift?
Yes.
Yes.
You really? Like in a weird way?
I was going to say, like in what way?
Yeah.
We're just like.
Yeah. In a weird way.
Nah, I
haven't. All your questions.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Tell me.
That has happened and it's weird and it's awkward. And then you have to set those boundaries because maybe they just weren't set. And maybe you just didn't see them. So let's paint the boundary into a color that you can visibly see.
A yellow fluorescent
that
line.
Says no.
Yeah. No.
It's reflective.
Because the school rule is that you can't talk to a parent like that or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that's the rule or whatever. And so, but even if it wasn't the rule, like that just
should
wasn't.
Should be the rule.
That wasn't something
you would do.
That's not the vibe.
Yeah.
That was, I hope that's not what you got during parent-teacher meeting. That wasn't, we were talking about how to get the grades up.
I was not hitting on you in the conference.
How did it go from there to there?
I was talking about test scores.
Right.
Oh my God.
What about you? What's your story?
It's funny you brought up parent-teacher conference because the mom and the grandma came in and the grandma was speaking Spanish to the mom the whole time. And she was like, he's cute. And she's like, mom, stop talking. And she kept saying, oh, no, he's handsome. And he likes kids because he's a teacher. And she kept saying it. And she's like, he understands you. And the grandma just, and then she looked at me and had said something. I was like, I the entire time I've known what you've been saying. And she was mortified.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't know how that, the mom being mortified that her mom's talking that I'm mortified to translate to the mom buying me like a gift card and like flowers and stuff for Valentine's Day. And I thought, what about this is not reading straight? Like, no. And I felt horrible because it was nice. Yeah. And I was, thank you so much. That's very sweet. And then just like didn't address it after that and like made sure the other co-teacher was the one doing the next like parent-teacher conference because we would flip the kids that we had. And I was like, it was just uncomfy. Yeah.
I've never been given like a physical gift on Valentine's Day or for Valentine's Day by a parent. But like there have definitely been times where like I've been uncomfy by like what a parent has said to me. And it's like the worst part, like, I mean, there's multiple worst parts to it. But like for one, I'm married, obviously.
Right.
Two, you're married, sir.
Well.
and it's just like, just things I would be like, okay, because then you'd leave the situation, you'd be like, okay, am I reading too much into this?
Yeah.
And then you sit back and you're like, no, I would never talk to another person like that because I'm married and they're married.
Child's teacher.
Right, yeah, right, right. Right. I'm like, nope, I wouldn't do that. So no, I think that was inappropriate.
I had a student come to class once and it was Valentine's Day and the parents were freshly divorced and the kid was just an open book, would always share all the personal stories. Yep. And the kid comes in and it was right in the morning and they go, oh, my mom told me that I was supposed to give you a Valentine's Day gift from her, but I think that's gross, so I'm not going to give it to you. And I just sat there processing it, like right away in the morning it happened. And I just sat there and I said, oh, okay, thanks for not giving me the gift. I appreciate it.
Right.
And after that, I made sure that I had very little parent communication. Yeah. That was really weird.
Yeah.
That was weird.
But shout out to that kid who recognized
the
it.
The kid set the boundary.
No, we're not doing this.
The kid was like,
I'm having big feelings about this.
Yeah. Right. I don't like it. Do y'all remember your middle school and high school relationships?
Oh,
because, like, when I see the kids in love in middle school, I remember when I was in love in middle school, and I still think about it to this day sometimes, but I'm like, we were together for 3 months, which
was
a long
time. Traumatizing?
It was, because like that's middle school marriage. I thought we were getting married. I remember we had it all set up because I wasn't allowed to date, so his sister would call my dad's house and play like we were. Yo, kids are sneaky.
Oh yeah,
because I was out here doing that, and so sister, dad would be like, "Oh, your friend's on the phone," and then as soon as my dad hung up, I'd be like, "Hold on, wait 60 seconds," because sometimes he likes to hold on. And then we would talk for like 2 hours, me and the guy, and we were together for 3 months, and I really thought we were gonna get married and be together forever. I remember I used to write his name on like
everything.
Did he dump
you?
He cheated on me.
Oh,
that dirty little liar!
I wasn't in the mature level that
he was.
He was.
Wait, was he in the same grade
still,
as you?
I was still kind of like, I was still very like,
I'm just
I was a
baby.
Child. I was just a baby.
Aww.
I wasn't doing that kind of stuff.
You hugged somebody at the football game. That was the nail in the coffin.
The hug.
That was the hug at the football game.
Yeah.
I wish it was a hug.
Oh. When I was in middle school, I forgot about this. I just remembered it. My first middle school relationship in sixth grade, we were at a football game, and I was sitting next to my girlfriend at the time, and of course, we didn't say a word to each other because middle school relationships, and she left to go get some food, and I turned to my buddy. I said, hey, at the end of the football game, you should dare us to hug. And he said,
oh, that's
yes.
So cute.
He said, yeah, I'll definitely do it. Mm-hmm. And the football game happened, and he goes, hey, I dare you two to hug. And I looked at her, and I gave her the most awkward hug ever. It was one of those, like, boom, done. Like, that was it. The hug lasted maybe half a second. And when I left the football game, I was on cloud nine.
Yo,
I was living.
He changed his away message on AIM.
Oh,
yo.
AIM.
Yeah. Yo.
I started looking at rings after
MySpace.
That hug.
No, AIM and MySpace.
MySpace.
Oh.
Changing your top to something.
Not even that. MySpace and AIM were like, they changed relationships entirely.
Yeah. Yes.
But okay, so like, I'll get into, listen, I had trauma at every grade level.
Look.
Because I was just a person looking for another person. No.
Unpack this for me.
Yeah, no, let's so unpack that.
The funniest memory I have of like getting my heart broken was in first grade. And there was this boy named Joey.
Okay. Joey.
And, yeah, Joey. And he was really cute. And I swore I was going to marry him someday. But those are your inside thoughts. And I let them out. And you shouldn't do that.
Not in first grade. And I guess they weren't super articulate. Like the first grade.
She's like, you want me? Are we?
So we're in line. I remember we're in line to like go home that day or whatever. And he was in front of me. And I just tap him on the shoulder. I go, we're going to be married someday.
With no blinking?
No. And he looks at me and goes, and just turns around because you're six.
Right.
And then he never said anything else to me again.
Oh, he moved
schools. He went home and told his people.
He did move schools. I'm not even kidding you.
He went home and told his people.
I'm not even kidding you. He not in that year, but he did move schools to the different school district like across town.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that's just ironic, right? Like it wasn't because of me.
No, of course not.
No, but that was a funny memory. And I look back at that and I've seen him since then. Like I've seen him and he's married now. I'm married now. But it's just funny because like I'll just be like, oh, hey, Joey, what's up? And like totally just forgets about that whole situation.
Just forgot about it.
You all were talking about MySpace, like the top friends and whatnot. Yeah. A little bit younger than you guys. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
But what I remember in high school.
thank you for that reminder.
When I was in high school on Snapchat, when you could see the top five friends.
On everyone's list.
That was bonkers.
Yeah. See, that was wild because Snapchat's like, Snapchat's just airing everything out.
It does.
Right?
Uh-huh.
But they were letting you know.
That 24 hours.
Yeah, they're snapping these people.
Oh. Yeah.
But what was so dramatic about MySpace is you chose that.
That's wild.
Yeah. You made a choice.
Yeah. Like the other one's like, I can't help if they're snapping me. No, you chose.
You chose to remove me from your top 10.
Right. Yeah. If your friend pissed
you
off.
And we're not friends anymore.
Yeah. Right. And it was like, I just had to move things around. No, you did it on
Leslie.
Purpose.
Yeah, you didn't.
Yeah, but it would be petty that you wouldn't move them off of the top eight. You just move them down.
Down one.
Yeah. And that's really bad.
Like, you dissed me, so now I'm going to diss you back. And you're now number seven on my top eight.
It was personal, too. Like, when your friend started dating someone and then they would switch it over, I'm like,
or they would be a different, like even a best friend situation. Yeah. They would move like their new best friend in front of your face, and you're like,
and you just casually go to their page one day, and you're just down at the bottom,
right.
Amongst their floating letters that are coming down their screen,
a schedule list. Check Tana's at 4, Stephanie's at 6, Zach's 7, and you just watch.
Oh,
that feature, I swear when they came up with that, they all sat in a boardroom and said, hey, what's the most toxic feature we can possibly come up with?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's rank our best friends.
Yeah. Yes.
This is a great idea.
And Snapchat's like, I see your ranking, and I'm going to just expose.
expose you to everyone.
This was a little shady.
Oh, let me hear this shady story.
Shady.
Okay. I love some shade.
Yes. My friend did this. Definitely me. So I remember in high school with the top five on Snapchat, I was in a relationship, and then there was another girl who was casually snapping me and didn't have the best reputation at the high school, and all of a sudden she was my number one.
Okay.
And I remember telling all my buddies, I'm like, hey, you need to Snapchat me a bunch so we can bump everybody else down so I don't have to deal with this. And they said, you know what? No. We're not going to do that. We want to watch you suffer.
We want to watch this play out.
It's called accountability.
Friends are there to build you up, but best friends are there to tear you down. And they tore me down.
Oh,
they
yeah.
wanted to watch it
BB,
happen.
BB, like Babel. Boom, 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 boom.
Just
okay.
Watch it.
The bulletins on MySpace.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Why don't I?
Listen, I really thought I did something. Okay. When I was in ninth grade, I had my first like serious boyfriend. We were together for 3 months. So we were getting married.
Mm. Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like he was on the football team. I was a cheerleader. It was like, you know, it was meant to
be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. And he was just so toxic. So like after 3 months, like he just broke up with me for no reason. And then started dating this other girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I put this bulletin on MySpace. Like, I was like, so-and-so, no one deserves your heartbreak. I can't believe you've done this to me.
Do you say his name?
Did you put his name on the bulletin?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I called him out.
She wasn't even oomphing it or whatever.
No. I called him out, and I put this, it was like a huge long post. And then all these girls he had dated in the past were like, yeah.
Me
you
too.
Get him. And then he messaged me after the fact and was like, We can get back together. I'm sorry if you just take the bulletin down. And my dumb self was like, okay. And then, because I was 14 and
so
stupid.
Was it 4 months now?
No, it was like an extra week. And then we broke up again.
It was just that weekend so that it would get taken down.
Yeah, he played me.
My mom still brings up my first high school boyfriend that I wasn't supposed to have. We took pictures. You remember the little backgrounds?
Mm.
Yeah. You go to the mall and take pictures?
Yeah.
We took pictures because he bought me a teddy bear. And my mom still, she brought it up over Christmas break. She was like, you remember that guy with the neck that...
with the neck?
That you took those pictures?
With the neck.
And I'm like trying to forget these things, and I'm like, no, I don't remember.
Who's rubbing his neck?
It was just.
Was there a lot of neck going on?
Why is that his descriptor?
Because it wasn't there.
Oh, it was anti-neck. Oh, no.
But in the picture, you could really see it.
One of these.
Because we picked a heart background.
It's too
cute. And we had matching shirts.
No, you didn't.
We did.
Do
you remember that? Do you know that guy on TikTok that does the Disney Channel remakes? He goes, more neck.
Yeah.
That's what that made me think.
That's what you thought of that?
Because you said the guy with the neck, and I'm like, what is wrong with this neck?
It's like, mom, let the exes die.
Let it die.
Let it go away.
I mean, I dated Ish, but I am a little...
Listen, my love life.
So I didn't date when I was in school. So I remember the closest thing to, because you definitely...
Wait, tell you're gay?
I am a little bit.
No.
A little bit?
Just like a little. Like most people don't know that.
Wait, does your husband know?
He's unaware.
He's unaware.
He'll know now.
Okay.
He's about to find out. And Jason, I'm sorry you had to figure out this way. I am a therapist, though, if you need it. That's not. So I remember I had Batman Valentine's Day cards because I'm obsessed with Batman and Robin. And it was in Mrs. Schrock's second grade class. And I had a huge crush on the guys in it. But, you can't say that. It's not you know what I mean? And I don't think I even knew what, a crush on a guy was, because that wasn't allowed. So I was like, I think he's just my best friend.
Aww.
And so I gave him my biggest, because you know how they always had, it was always super toxic. There was always one big card in the pack.
Mm-hmm.
There was, one or two that were bigger than all the other ones. And I gave him the big one. But everyone knew that if you're giving them the big card, it means you like them. And so I gave the big one to him. And I remember them making fun of it on the playground. And I was like, I'm never gonna fall in love again. And I was like, baby second grade tell
you
was like,
you gotta talk to a therapist about that.
I need to. Do you ever just talk
to yourself in your head now that you're a therapist?
I need to talk about some serious stuff today. Second grade Batman card.
It was the big one.
Yeah, it was the big one.
I remember the first date I went on in middle school. I went to Toy Story 3 and
middle school?
That was in middle school.
God damn.
That was
a full adult.
I was going to college.
Are you serious?
Because listen, Toy Story
went to watch it together.
Toy Story came out when we were young. Then it grew up with us. Same with Monsters Inc. Monsters Inc. did the same.
And then they went to university.
And then they went to Monsters University. So when Toy Story 3 came out, I don't remember the year, but we were
2012.
That was when I graduated high school. Yeah, I was graduating high school when Andy was going to college.
Teacher mode.
Right.
Young child you.
Graduating college.
Yeah,
we were
great.
We were adults.
Fine. Okay.
Teaching. So I went on this date and I think I was a sixth or seventh grader, and I told my parents, said, hey, I want to go to Toy Story with, her name was Becky. I want to go to Toy Story with Becky. And my parents said, you're not going to go by yourself because you are 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You can go with your brother and his friends.
Mm-hmm.
Said, okay, that sounds fair. And so she comes to town. She was living out of town. Comes to town.
She was an
out of town girl.
Did the kids at school believe you that you had a long distance girlfriend?
Named Becky.
Right.
Do we believe it? Is Becky in the room with us now?
Yeah, she's right there.
He gets out his Velcro wallet, pulls out a model photo.
I swear she's real. But so we go to the movie, and we walk in to sit down, and my brother is a year older than me.
Yeah.
And I sit with my brother and his friends, and Becky's sitting next to me.
Oh.
And my brother goes, "Hey, why are you sitting next to us? Go sit like up there so you can hang out with her." I said, "No, I don't want to do that, because what if Dad comes to the movie and sees that we're sitting alone?" And he looked at me and he was like, "Dad is not going to show up to the movie. Go sit with your girlfriend." And then it was really awkward. I remember putting my arm around her, and it was like the most robotic little move that I did. Aww. And once I, well, no, don't, not going to be on in a second.
I just know you were pouring sweat too.
Yeah, it was like, so I put my arm around her, and right when I did that, she got up and went and got a soda, and I no longer put my arm around her because of it.
That was where it being like, well, I want to hear more about your guys' little traumas. Can we have like a...
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm scared.
All right.
All right. Let's do the game. So we have a fun game planned where our producer, Devin, is going to ask us questions about our personal lives and Valentine experiences and love lives. And we have to answer it to earn a cookie.
Yeah.
Or... if you don't want to answer it, you don't get the cookie, you have to pass it to someone else.
Why did you say that part so aggressive?
I love the cookie.
Because you don't get a cookie for you.
Gabe, do you want to start since you have long arms?
Yeah. Use those long arms to grab the cookies.
Like the TikTok stuff.
How should we do it? Do we all get a cookie in our hands?
No, we'll just pass it.
We'll start with you.
Okay. Just pass the container.
All right, Devin.
So let's start off with Gabe, I guess, in this. And let's start off with, have you ever had a thing for one of your admin?
Oh! That's a weird one.
Definitely not. Do I eat a cookie because I said no?
Yeah, you get it. That's a cookie.
Definitely not.
All right, let me mark that one off as
well. We all gasped.
Well, you know, I'm just like,
that was a heavy hit right
off
the bat.
That was a very heavy hitter.
It was.
Thought you were going to like solve
for,
that
for jobs. No,
that was a very strong first
all
question.
All right, Lauren.
Yes.
Let's see. Do you secretly enjoy the students' drama about dating and breakups?
I mean, what teacher doesn't?
True.
Like, let's be real. Yeah, it's entertaining for sure.
Very entertaining.
I love it.
I'm like,
do I seek or enjoy? No, I outwardly.
It's not a, right. I actually say the words out loud.
There's no
so that way
there.
Everyone knows
while they're crying,
that I love it.
I'm enjoying this breakup.
I'm just like, that's crazy. I told you about that 2 months ago.
Do you have any good stories about classroom drama?
Oh. Just the cheating one, like the two kids in my room that were dating, and then one came in and the other one was like, so-and-so cheated on so-and-so with this person. And I'm like, cheated how? You're 10.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it was like they held hands or something.
They ate lunch together.
Yeah. I don't know.
They held eye contact for longer than 10 seconds.
They smiled at each other.
Yeah. I don't know what that looks like, but they cheated on one another.
Oh God.
Wow.
In the DMs.
All right, Em. Let's see. Have you ever called in sick to stay at home or in bed with your significant other, whatever you would call it?
That's right. A long time ago. Not,
in a galaxy
not
far, far away.
Principal. I'm always at school. No, I actually have never. We all have jobs.
Yeah.
So no, I've never done that. We have work to do. Like, DC apartments are very expensive.
Yeah.
True. Tell, have you ever stress eaten chocolates in your classroom by yourself or just candy?
Yes. Okay, this is hilarious that everyone that I used to teach with is going to die. We got these giant Hershey bars. It was a really stressful day. And so we had gotten them. Maybe an hour later, we all go outside to recess. We had adjoining classrooms. Mm-hmm. We go out there and I finish the last bite and I throw it into the trash. And they were like, did you finish that candy bar? And I said, yeah, I was shocked. Apparently, not everyone sits there and eats this maximum size candy bar in one sitting.
Isn't it like 1 pound?
It's usually you just take one of the rectangles.
Okay, well, this isn't an X-lax. I'm gonna eat the whole thing. There's no prescription on how much chocolate to eat. I'm just gonna
There is on the back of the packaging.
It says, it says serving. It's like you should, like, you know, maybe you should do that. No, I'm gonna eat the whole thing.
You should do your lesson plan.
Actually, I'm pretty sure it says nutritional.
Turn them in on Monday.
Nutritional facts: do not eat the whole candy bar.
I mean, your objective on the board.
I think that's just a suggestion.
It's just a suggestion.
Nutritional suggestions. Okay, perfect. Let's see, Gabe, for you. Have you ever walked out on a date or had a date walk out on you?
Oh, yeah, I've definitely walked out on a date. All right, so
I'm gonna
share the story. This is really bad. This is not the way to do this. I can't stress this enough. And
don't
Tia, if you're listening to this,
apologize.
Sorry, Tia, this was really bad on my part.
Disclaimer.
But so this is what happened. So I was going to college, and I ended up, this girl slid in my DMs, and we kind of hit it off, started talking to each other, and she lived in a town that was like 2 hours from where I live.
Oh my gosh.
And she was like, hey, I would love to come up and see you sometime. I said, yeah, come on up. Let's do this. It'd be cool. So she comes up. It was a Saturday. Yeah, it was a Saturday. And she comes up, and when she gets to my house, she was just really awkward. It was just really awkward. Like, we weren't hitting it off. It wasn't going well. And the plan was she was going to stay the night at my place. And we go then to have dinner. And she's sitting on her phone the entire time.
She's on
her phone. She's scrolling. It's not like, hey, I got to send a quick text. Yeah. It was scrolling.
Yeah, like she, not even trying like, to
yeah, not even
converse
trying.
With you.
Yeah. Yeah, not even trying. And I just remember sitting there thinking, I can't do this for 24 hours.
No.
I can't keep doing this. So I came up with the genius idea.
Okay.
I pull out my phone. I change a contact's name.
No.
Dang.
I texted my friend. I said, hey, you need to call me in 2 minutes. I changed their contact name to Mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my phone sitting on the table like this. And 2 minutes happens, and my phone rings. And I go, oh my gosh, my mom's calling me. And I pick it up and go, wait, what happened? What? And I walk out, and I stand out front of the restaurant. And my friend, they're like, what is going on? Said, I just need to get out of this date. Whatever. I go back in, I sit down, and I say, hey, my grandpa is in the hospital.
My grandpa's
in the hospital. I gotta go. I'm so sorry. Maybe we can do this another time. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. That sucks. Like, yeah, let's do this again. I really enjoyed it. Like, you didn't enjoy it.
You did not.
And then that night was the night that Conor McGregor was fighting Floyd Mayweather. And I put on my Snapchat story.
Gabe.
I said, we were having like a viewing party.
No.
I put a snap on my Snapchat story, and I said, hey, fight night party, $10 to watch the fight.
Gabe. At my grandma's hospital room.
I was so with you. I was like, man, he planned that out.
And no, then I almost put it together. And then after that happened, I put it up. All of a sudden, my phone starts blowing up, and I get called every name in the book. And rightfully so. Yeah.
She was using that phone.
I would have loved to actually hear that phone call. What were some of the first letters of the words that she used?
A lot of other words for you, but.
Okay.
You freaking jerk.
Okay.
What the frick? Things like that.
Yeah.
Okay, fun words.
Fun words.
Fun words.
Yeah. Tia, I'm frick. So sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Tia, you didn't deserve that.
You know what? Tia was on her phone during the date.
Yeah,
so
Tia,
I'm not
put
the only one
down.
To blame. I maybe shouldn't have pulled the grandpa card.
Gabe,
okay.
Did you happen to pay for the date?
I did pay for the date.
Okay.
Dang right.
Okay.
Dang right.
Okay, never mind, Tia.
All right.
Dang
at
right.
least you didn't you at least you didn't leave her with the bill.
Yeah.
We're good.
Definitely wasn't a yeah.
Did you get a cookie?
Oh,
you got a cookie for that?
Give a teacher a cookie.
Sure, Tia would have wanted a cookie.
Those cookies are actually really good.
All right, Lauren.
Yes.
This one's simple, and I bet it's happened. But has a student ever had a crush on you?
Yes.
Aw.
Do tell.
That's so adorable.
So this was at my previous school. I had a student who would be like on top of me all the time. Like, just I couldn't move around the room without them being like right there.
Yeah.
I'd turn around and jump because they'd be
it's
right
a jump
behind
scare.
Me. Yeah, jump scare.
Skirt.
So So the one day they show up to class and they have one single yellow rose in their hand. And I was like, oh, who's that for? And they're like, it's for you. I was like, thank you so much.
A gas station rose?
I was like, I love it. Like, right. What made you want to bring me a rose? And they were like, because you're my wife.
No.
I said,
no.
He pulled at you.
Yeah, I was like, I said, well, we no.
like, no.
Like, what's your definition
yeah,
of
yeah. Yes. I'm like, I don't know how to explain that to you, honey, but I'm like, no, honey, I'm already married, so I can't be your wife. Yeah. Like, but I really appreciate you thinking about me. Thank you so much.
Takes flower back.
And then he takes it, stomps it into the ground. Right.
You're dead to me.
Yeah.
You're dead to me.
Yeah, but like, just that was like the only time that like one has actually like verbalized it, but like, you know, there are other times you can tell. You can tell.
You can definitely tell.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
Eat your cookie.
You do get a cookie.
Give a teacher a cookie.
If you give a teacher a cookie.
I'm just going to keep saying that.
Yeah.
Has a student in maybe your class, maybe in someone else's class, ever brought an inappropriate Valentine's Day item
absolutely.
To school?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it wasn't, the kid didn't know it was inappropriate. So this was back when I was actually a substitute. Mm. And I was a substitute in Texas. And I worked every grade. So this was one of my elementary grades. And the student had brought, I'm going to say, mom's stuff to mm-hmm. school. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's when you throw it away. Yep. You don't say it happened.
It was just like...
How did you find out?
Because the child brought it out. Because the child didn't know. It looked like... A character?
Oh, okay.
So yeah, like
it looks like a toy.
Yeah, like a massage gun. Yeah, like a massage gun.
It had
on your back.
like a bunny. Mm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, so like the kid was young enough that like the kid didn't realize that it was inappropriate. Like
yeah,
the mm-hmm. kid genuinely thought it was a toy, which it is. It is a toy, just not that kind of.
That's when you just throw it away.
Or whatever. So I just called mom and just was like, hey, I know, like, if you're free, we're just going to put this...
Not back in the book bag.
Not back in the back. About what? And mom was so embarrassed.
Oh, yeah.
Mom did not know what to say.
Mortified.
And just apologized.
There's really nothing
like,
to say.
I was like, you're an adult, live your life.
Yeah.
I was like, he didn't know.
I would be like, okay, someone else got to pick my kid up from school because I'm going
to
jump off.
I'm never coming to class
again. It was because of the bunny. We have to move schools.
And it was
moving bunny. Okay,
that's not getting any better.
Oh, man.
You
know what? Here's the thing. Homeschooling from now on. And never leave in the house.
Yeah.
At least I didn't find it during playtime. Like, he brought it out during playtime. And, like, I walk over and he's...
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is that you got there? Right. Why is it...
No, I'd be like, absolutely... Where did
everyone wash your hands and put that...
Throw it away. Burn it.
Let's go to the cart. Just step away. Which is one of the reasons, yeah... That's what I saw
don't
in the
know,
elementary school.
I don't know what I would do in that scenario because I've never had that happen to me, and I pray to God I never have that happen
I'm
in my class.
Awkward. I don't, like, my face will always say,
exactly.
My words might be like, yeah, this is very calm, but my face is like, let's all freak out.
Yeah.
I try to handle it, you know, the best way. And like, hey, if you could just come get your rabbit.
Yeah. Right. We have two options. You can come get it or I can throw it away.
Or like, you could just come get get your rabbit. I know it's an investment.
No, I would be like, just burn it.
Can you burn it?
It was just very awkward, and mom was very awkward. But I'm very chill, so I feel like people can... most parents feel like they can be very vulnerable with me.
Yeah.
I don't know about that vulnerable, but... It was fine. Luckily, I was a sub, so I was like
never
moving around.
Like, yeah. I will never have to speak to this woman again.
Oh my god!
Stop stubbing at that school altogether. Just done.
But none of the kids knew what it was either. So that was good. If it was good. Middle school, right. The kids would have been like, "Oh."
No, it's good. They had no idea.
Like, what?
It's better kept that way.
Yeah, the kids didn't know what it was. Nobody knew what it was, but the grown up, and the grown up was like,
"I think you." 100% under cookie for that one.
I'm definitely under cookie for that one.
My God.
Absolutely. I can just see the mom being like, oh my God, how did Thumper get to school?
No!
Yo, if the name was really Thumper,
no,
we're not.
Maybe that's like, Peter Cottontail.
Like, you will not name it Thumper.
All right. So this is our last one.
Oh, it's the last one.
Goosebumps because I'm so uncomfortable right now.
Tell.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a thing for one of your colleagues?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Spill?
So like colleague's a strong word. they were the school sub.
Oh.
And
ooh.
So, but he didn't come very frequently because he was like, I don't know if he was like at other schools as well, but like, and we were locked in our room because we were preschool. And so I was taking my kids to the bathroom. We all had to line up and go because, you know, they can't go in the halls by themselves.
Okay.
And I think he was teaching like a third or fourth grade class, but they were there before us. And he was like, oh, you can go first. It's fine. It's not a big deal. I was like, no, I'll wait. And so I'm sitting there chatting it up with him. But I was really sick. Like, I was just like, this was before COVID, obviously, where like you would go to school completely sick because, you know.
It was okay. Yeah.
And I started having a coughing fit because he made me laugh. He didn't say anything funny, but I wanted him to think I thought he was like charming and hilarious. I start laughing and I start laughing and I start coughing. And then I tooted because I coughed myself into fit and I blamed it on the line leader. It's like, oh my gosh, Joanne, apologize. And she's like, I gaslit gatekeep girl boss that student. And I was like, Joanne.
A 3-year-old.
Yeah, it's okay that you farted, but admit it. And she's like, I didn't. I'm like, back of the line, Joanne. He did not date me. Wanted nothing to do with me. And I don't know what he's doing now, but I hope.
And now that student will never forget that moment.
No. And I know that, like, there's no way I played off.
That was a core memory for that kid.
It's core. I'm their trauma. Yeah. They go every day.
They talk to their therapist about you.
They probably talk about it to this day.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I like to think too that like I just like passed off. I get in, but I know like I probably tooted and I can't like, I'm not one of those people who can like casually talk and like, you know, little poop poop and then keep going. My world stops for a second. So I was like,
every time you fart, the world stops.
Yeah. Like the whole world stops and wonders, you know?
No, you got to crop dust the students and then go.
What?
But you got to do it. My gosh. Like, you just got to, I didn't even know what that was. One of my teacher friends.
What, crop dusting?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because she was like, yeah, I do it every day during science. Oh, I was like, God. Crop dust? And she was like, yeah. She was like, you know, like, you pass it, you just walk and just let it like flow, and they just assume it's not you.
No, listen.
Because the teacher would never fart.
I literally hold everything in, and then as soon as I go to special, I shut my door, and I'm like, oh my God, I feel like I'm going to explode.
Couldn't be me. It's a preschool classroom. You're just like, wow, guys, don't make a big deal about the person just farted. They probably feel very bad about it right now. It's me. I'm the one that feels bad about it.
That feels bad about the... At least they don't have competitions. My students used to have farting competitions.
I still remember I told
one of the kids, he was like, oh, I passed guys. I was like, oh, it's cool. Yours aren't as bad as the others. And he made it his duty to come in.
His duty.
And and pass the worst fart in the world.
Oh my
and
gosh.
It took the class out. He was like, yeah, tell me my farts don't stink now. And I'm like, that was your objective?
He probably ate like a can of beans that
Did
morning.
Did you do your homework?
What was the objective
Did you
for
do
today's
your
class?
Homework while you're over here
I can create the nastiest farts
in make
the
this world.
Because Miss M said my farts aren't that bad.
So if you want to be honest, I think that this teacher's off duty episode of Valentine's Day was like, chef kiss. You start with love, you end with farts.
Farts.
Because you know you're in love when you can fart
in front of
them.
You can fart in front of the person.
Yeah, I love that. Do you want to send us off? Can you get it together for that?
Okay, wait. Thank you so much for watching this really weird episode of Teachers Off Duty. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you to Miss M for joining us. And you will see her for the next few weeks with us. We're super excited. So we will see you guys in the next one. Bye, guys.